The Last of the Mohicans, Episode 2, Saved or Trapped. Hawkeye and the Mohicans take the travellers by boat to an island cave. This cave is on the edge of a waterfall, which divides into two streams and flows on each side of the island.
This is a wonderful hideout.
We can only be attacked from upstream, because the water falls on both sides of the island, and also down below us.
The noise from the falling walls will drown our voices.
So we can talk without fear.
Safe at last, you can all rest.
Does Magua know of this place, Uncas?
Magua knows all things.
I think we shall be safe until morning. First we will eat, then rest. Uncas, will you and your father take turns at keeping watch outside the cave?
We will do that. We will not sleep early this night.
But you must!
You must both sleep and eat.
A Mohican is not a woman. A Mohican is strong inside himself.
We shall be quite safe in here, with Chinga out there watching the river.
When we first came here, I felt quite safe, but now I have my doubts. With the waterfall roaring down outside, we can hear nothing. Is there danger from a surprise attack?
Could this cave turn out to be a trap?
Do you think such old foxes as Chinga and myself could be caught in a burrow with one hole? Show them, Uncas.
There is this way in, by which we came, and there is this way out at the back. See?
So there are two ways, there's a way in and a way out.
I can see that I must put faith in Hawkeye and the Mohicans as well as in God. Have you noticed how calm Uncas is even when he is on watch?
We have often watched the Indian scouts outside the camp at home.
They can stand all day without moving.
They look like statues with their single lock of hair waving in the wind.
I've often wondered why they shave their heads all over except for that one lock of hair on the crown.
Didn't you know? The Indian warrior leaves that lock of hair for his enemy to hold while the warrior is being scalped.
How horrible!
But why? Uncas can tell you why.
It is this way. If I am to die, I wish to help my enemy. In this way, I can have the last word. In this way, I can still win. It is a kind of...
victory?
That is so. It is a kind of victory.
These Mohicans are brave and full of honour. Listen!
What was that?
It was a kind of cry.
What is it?
Again? What can it be?
What do you think, Uncas? I've been in these woods for over 20 years and I've never heard a cry of terror like that before.
It was quite horrible. Listen. It comes again. It's a cry of pain. I've heard that kind of cry on the field of a battle.
What do your ears tell you, Uncas?
My ears tell me that the cry came down the river waters.
The horses! We tied our horses upstream!
We tied them to trees. We left them standing in the river.
That could be the answer. Perhaps our horses are being attacked by animals from the forest.
Wolves!
I will take the boat. I will go and light a fire on the bank. That will keep the wolves away.
Our thanks to Uncas. Now let's all get some rest. There are only 2 hours left till daybreak.
Major Duncan, wake your friends.
I'm awake and ready. Cora, Alice.
I'm awake.
Has the time come to move?
Be silent when you move outside the cave, and quick.
I think I can hear voices above the roar of the waterfall.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Cora, I'm afraid.
All hell is broken loose out there.
I'm going out to sea.
David, no! David, the sea has fallen.
Is he dead?
No, but one of the Shirons has winged him with an arrow. There is life in him yet.
I will drag him back into the cave.
Why have they attacked again?
Yesterday, Magua lost face. So today, he has returned with all his Hurons to take revenge.
David is opening his eyes.
Will he be all right?
The poor fellow has saved his scalp. It was madness to show 6 feet of flesh and blood to the Hurons in the cave entrance.
The Hurons come. They are swimming over to the island.
The devils, they are floating over the water well, hidden behind pieces of wood. How many Uncas?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 on this side. No, there are now 4. 1 has gone to his death on the rock.
Hold your fire and keep inside until they attack.
A good soldier speaks. Let them waste their shots. We have little powder to spare.
Perhaps they'll go back.
They will have seen David fall, so perhaps they will go back into the forest.
Do you expect a hungry dog to be satisfied with one mouthful?
The Hurons come. They are on the island.
Fire! Fire! Oh, they seem to be falling back, but they must be gathering for a rush.
Come on, you hellhounds.
Fire!
A wounded Huron is caught up in that tree. He cannot live. For pity's sake, I'll give him a shot to end his misery.
You fool! We have no powder to spare. That was an apt and weak man.
Poor guy. The boat. The boat is swimming up the river.
With all our powder and shot inside.
And with a Huron dog inside. Look, I see his hand.
Waving in triumph.
What can we do now?
What will happen to us? So you have recovered. The Hurons left your scalp last time, but now they have us all.
It cannot be as bad as that.
The Hurons are not on the island. We can still defend ourselves.
And what will you shoot with, may I ask? We are without powder. We will shoot with the arrows of Uncas.
Look out there. The Hurons are in the river. They are fishing for their dead.
Will they attack again?
They may attack within the hour, or not for a day, or even a week.
But they will come.
We will all die.
Why must we all die?
You men can swim to safety under the water and onto the other side. Once there, you can lose yourselves in the forest.
But we cannot swim underwater.
What will happen to us, Cora?
I cannot leave Cora and Alice here. How can I return to their father and tell him that I left his daughters to the mercy of the Hurons?
Hawkeye must go and tell my father to come to our aid. In this way, some of us may be saved.
There is a good reason in your words. The Mohicans and I will go.
And I will stay for what I'm worth.
So the women will have 2 men to stay with them.
Uncas will stay.
No, Uncas, you must go. It is my wish.
Go, Uncas. Go and get our father to help.
Uncas, signal to your father. We 3 will slip into the water.
They will go without a sound.
Shinga and Uncas may be called tortoises, but they swim like turtles.
I feel much safer in here.
Let me just check that second way out at the back.
The one Uncas showed us to.
I'll push aside the bushes.
Oh! Oh, Magua!
It's Magua! And many more!
Look out!
Quickly, let's try,
Don't resist. We're surrounded. So, Magua, you have returned.
Where will Magua take his captives? Will Hawkeye and the Mohicans be able to bring help? Tune in to the next exciting episode of The Last of the Mohicans.